We want to preach this morning on the subject, living like you want to die or dying like you want to live, which? Living like you want to die or dying like you want to live, which? We'd like to notice here in verse 10, chapter 23 of Numbers, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Now notice the latter part of that verse. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Now notice in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We want to consider in this message these four questions. How do I want to die? How do I want to die? Question number two. Am I living like I want to be living when I die? Are you living like you want to be living right now when you die? Question number three. How do I want to live? How do I want to live? And question four. Do I want to die? Do I want to die as I am now living? Do I want to die as I am now living? And all of us, may the Lord grant us the grace to be able to answer these questions as we continue on here. First of all, we want to notice living as you want to die, our first thought. A good rule to live by is decide how you wish to die, and then live as you wish to be living when you die. How do you wish to die this morning? We're all going to face it. Unless the Lord comes back first, we're all going to die. We're all going to have to face the Lord with our life that we are now living. Whether you be saved, whether you be lost, we're all going to have to stand before the Lord and give an account to the Lord for how that we're living this life that we're living right now, right at the present. Do you want to die knowing that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you do, you'll have to do that right now. You can't wait till you die, and then decide. Because you don't have a promise of another moment. I've said that often. You don't have a promise of another hour. I recall Brother Kent Clark one time, several years ago, was talking to us about holding a revival meeting in a church that he was acquainted with, and he preached the meeting, and he talked to this young fella as he and his wife as they left the church building, and he witnessed to him and tried to talk to him about trusting the Lord and being saved and so on, and he said, both of them said, well, we'll be back. We don't want to do that right now, but we'll be back. Well, they came back. That I think it was that following Friday or Saturday. But they came back in two caskets. And they left the building, left the church that day and or that night, and went down the road just a matter of a few miles, was forced off the road and hit a cement embankment, and out into eternity they went. And that's not a death story. That's a true story. That's facts. So we're all going to have to die. And the Lord says, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And I can't emphasize that enough this morning. You're saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. You're saved by repenting of your sins and putting your faith and trust in the Lord. And we realize and are aware very much that that's all granted. But you have the opportunity now to repent of your sins and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And I'm going to tell every person that. I'm going to tell them how urgent that it is to repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I believe we're commanded to do that, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And by God's help and by God's grace, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to fulfill that responsibility that God has given me to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to those that are lost without Christ. And God will do the saving. But we've got to do the going. We've got to do the witnessing as He has commanded us to. And so I want to die in fellowship with the Lord. And if you do, you're going to have to live it, and you're going to have to talk it every day. If you're going to die being in fellowship with the Lord. We don't believe any more than what we practice. You say, well, I'm a staunch, independent, missionary Baptist. Are you practicing what you believe? How much of the Word of God are we practicing? Now, this message stirred my heart. Are we going to die being in fellowship with the Lord? Now, I believe that's no doubt the desire of every person that is saved here this morning. That you want to die being in fellowship with the Lord. And to die being in fellowship in the Lord means to have in common. That's what fellowship means. To have in common. To believe the same thing. Do we believe the same thing that Jesus teaches in His Word? Are we in fellowship? That's what we're talking about. Do we believe the same thing that Jesus Christ, the teachings that the Lord put in His church? Are we practicing those things? In John chapter 14, the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John chapter 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, And we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. And so are we in fellowship with the Lord. I want to die having obeyed the plain and simple commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having been baptized, having joined the Lord's church, and working in and through that church as He has commanded me. That's the way that I want to die. I want to die being in fellowship with the Lord. When I die, I want to be in fellowship with my church. How are you going to die? In Ephesians chapter 3. In Ephesians chapter 3. And verse 21. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Unto Him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto Him be glory in the church. All of the service that I render, I want it to be done in and through the Lord's church. Are we in fellowship with the Lord right this very moment? Get your minds off everything out there in the world. Get your mind off everything that you're going to be doing this afternoon and tonight and tomorrow and next week. Because I believe this is a very important moment this morning as we've come to the house of God to hear the Word of God proclaimed, to hear it preached. How are we going to die? You may die this afternoon. I may die this afternoon. How are we going to die? We don't want to think about that. How many of you got up this morning and thought, guess I may die today? None of us, we don't want to think about that. We're not going to think about that. But there's times when we need to think about that. And you're lost without Christ, you need to think about that. You're saved, you're a member of Olmsted Baptist Church, you're out of fellowship with the Lord, you're out of fellowship with His church, you need to think about that. And you need to think about that this morning. You need to think about that right now. Do you want to die in disobedience to the Lord's commands? I believe He had a purpose in setting up His church during His personal ministry. And it was meant for His church to be His teaching institution. And He put the truth in that church. And He told the church to teach it. And to preach it. And so this is His teaching institution. And so I want to die at peace with God. And I want to die in peace with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And that includes your husband. And that includes your wife. And if we want to die this way, we're going to have to be willing to forgive. There's no way that we can hold grudges and expect to die being in fellowship with the Lord. Or being in fellowship with the Lord's church. We must be willing to forgive. And so we need to love one another. We need to love one another just like Christ loves us. And we need to forgive others just like Christ forgives us. Isn't that what He teaches? How are we living? Are you in fellowship? Is your heart right now towards your brothers and sisters in the Lord? Is there anybody in Olmsted Baptist Church that you have ought against? You're not ready to die if you do. If you want to die being in fellowship with the Lord and being in fellowship with the church, your heart has got to be right with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Because, you know, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. You say, well, I intend to get those things taken care of. The favorite doctrine that the devil has is the doctrine of procrastination. Putting off what you know that you ought to do today. What you ought to do right now. And you know, from time to time, this does happen. When you was at home, do you ever fight with your brothers and sisters? Huh? Do you ever get any spits and spats with your brothers and sisters? Sure you did. And things wasn't right until you got made up. Then when you got made up and everything, you was fine. You made up with one another, everything was fine. And that's exactly the way it is with the Lord. When you're right with Him, you've got your sins taken care of, you've got your sins confessed, and it's the same way with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Why is it so hard for God's people, people that are saved by the grace of God, to go up to somebody that we have ought against and say, brother, I'm sorry. I haven't been treating you right. And I want you to forgive me. I've had hard feelings towards you, and I want you to know that I'm sorry. Why is that so hard for Christian people? People that are saved, born again, children of God. Why is that so hard for us to do? And sometimes, church members will go on in service after service, month after month, and year after year, and hold bitter feelings against one another. Why is that? You're not ready to die. If you want to die being in fellowship with the Lord and in fellowship with your brothers and sisters and fellowship with the church, things have got to be made right in our own heart. Don't worry about that other person. They'll have to live with how they react. But you're going to have to live with what you need to do and what you don't need to do. I want to die with assurance that all my family is prepared to meet me in heaven. At least that I have set the right example before them. That I have not been a stumbling block in their way. That's very important. What do they see in your life? What does your family see in your life? What is your spiritual condition right now before the Lord? As I have often said, everybody knows their spiritual condition. I believe each one of us that are saved by the grace of God, you know right now how you stand with the Lord. You know how close you are to the Lord. You know how far away you are from the Lord. You know exactly what you need to do to get back in fellowship with the Lord, to get back in fellowship with the Lord's church. If you're saved, you know right now where you stand with the Lord. Are you standing where you stood 5 years ago? Are you standing where you once stood 10 years ago? 15 years ago? 20 years ago? Who's moved? Have you let down? Have you compromised? Have you given in? Are your convictions as strong as they were 5 years ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago? I believe we ought to be stronger today than we ever have been. We're closer to facing Him face to face than we ever have been.
Are you satisfied this morning with the condition that your life is in right now spiritually? Or do you need to repent? That's blunt. For me to live, the Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ. And I believe that that ought to be the desire of each one of us that's saved by the grace of God this morning. To me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Decide now. Decide now. You want to live for the Lord. I believe we need to do that. I believe we need to decide how that we want to live and then ask ourselves the question, do I want to die that way? How do you want to die? The Bible says, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. You're going to die the way that you're living right now. So just how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live it for Satan? Do you want to live it for the pleasures of sin? Do you want to live it running with the wicked, out of fellowship with the Lord? Do you want to live your life outside of Christ, outside of His church, outside of fellowship of God's people? Do you want to live your life disobedient to God's call to salvation? Hebrews 4:7 says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. We need sensitive hearts this morning. Are you saying this morning, let me alone? I want to live my life as I please. And many are saying that today. They're saying it in word. They're saying it in action. Just let me live the life that I want to live. Sinner friend, don't die being disobedient to God's call to salvation. We that are saved by the grace of God, don't die being disobedient to God's call for your life and what the Lord would have you to do in living for Him and serving Him. Now in closing, in the book of Luke, chapter 16. The rich man there chose to live for the comforts of this life. But he died as he had lived. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. You can go ahead and you can live the life that you are now living. You can live without the Lord Jesus Christ being your personal Savior. But when you die, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell the very same way this rich man lifted his eyes up and in hell being in torments. This is real. And that is exactly what's going to happen to you when you die without Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Are you going to die without Christ? Are you going to die out of fellowship with the Lord and His church? And we don't know when we're going to leave this old earth. Are you going to die outside the Lord's church? What a privilege to be a member of the Lord's church and to be in the bride of Christ if we're found faithful in the end. Do you have your future all planned out? You see, yep, I got it all planned out. I know exactly what I'm going to do. How about your eternal future? You know, God can shatter our plans that quick. Listen, folks, it's not worth it to fake it. It's not worth it to fake it. Living like you want to die or dying like you want to live, which? I preached to you this morning how Christ died, how that He was buried, and how that He rose again the third day for your justification. Trusting. Depend and trust 100% in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now is the accepted time. Today is a day of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I can quote you scripture after scripture after scripture. So you're going to be saved God's way. You're not going to be saved just any old way. You're going to be saved by a saving faith